the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. On this third night of our novena, once again, two priests are available to hear confessions. You may line up on either side of the nave and to celebrate that sacrament of healing. Let us pray. O Holy Father, in your divine wisdom and love, you chose that the Blessed Virgin Mary should play her part in the mysteries of salvation. Grant that by heeding the words of Christ's mother, we may do what he commands in the gospel he has given us. For he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The descendants of my people shall be renowned among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge them as a race the Lord has blessed. I rejoice heartily in the Lord. In my God is the joy of my soul. For he has clothed me with a robe of salvation and wrapped me in a mantle of justice. Like a bridegroom adorned with a diadem, like a bride bedecked with her jewels, as the earth brings forth its plants and a garden makes its growth spring up, so will the Lord God make justice and praise spring up before all the nations. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
My soul rejoices. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment: love one another as I love you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him, his Son, before the world began, to be holy and blameless in his sight. Chosen by God, each of us, to be holy and to be blameless, to be like God, and always with a mother's help. A priest was returning home. In conversation with the lady seated next to him, she mentioned that she too was returning home after visiting one of her 8 children, now all adults. Father inquired, did you have a favorite among those 8? Yes, she replied, I did, and I do. Always the one who today most needs my prayer. And I go to Mary for whoever it is. This afternoon, each of us, in our own need, turn to Mary, our spiritual mother, to intercede for us with her Son, Christ Jesus, our Savior. A mother's prayer, always there, powerful. For many decades, the 60s into the early 90s, it was my own mother's daily routine to gather here in this church at the noon mass. I am confident she was praying for her son. And it was she who taught me many years ago to go to Mary with the simple prayer, "My mother, my confidence." A short prayer I say every morning. Many years ago, it was she who also taught me the Memorare, an ancient prayer dating to the late 15th century. It was a French priest, Father Claude Bernard, who in the 17th century urged its recitation. It is recorded that he distributed over 200,000 copies of that prayer, printed in many languages, he would give to his people, who were mostly the poor. In fact, it was at his first Mass that he invited the poor of the city to be there with him, the poor, the sick. He visited those in prison, always with Mary's intercession. Father Claude believed, rightly so, that Mary, full of grace, full of God, helped him bring her son to his people. I must confess, it is fairly recent that I have returned to the Memorare as a mainstay of my daily devotion. I pray for the first person I encounter each day. I say the Memorare, whether it be by text, email, phone, or someone I have gone out and have met. For the persons I go to visit as a priest, when I recall someone on my prayer list, I'm in the quiet of my car. I think of one of those folks. Those who have come to me for confession, whom I've promised to pray for. And especially for the young who are on my prayer list. I pray for them now with the Memorare. As my own mother went to Mary for her son, so I go to Mary for those I remember during the day. Like our own mothers, it is Mary's desire that we grow in that holiness that God has chosen each of us to grow in, calls each of us to at baptism. And the path into that holiness, that way of life, is Mary's son, Jesus. St. Paul reminded us, every spiritual blessing in Mary's son, especially that spiritual healing that comes when we say we're sorry, we repent, we experience the mercy of our Heavenly Father. Recently, during Advent, I was hearing first confessions. A young boy came in to me, sat down, he introduced himself. He reminded me that I had baptized him some years ago. And so he pulled out his list of sins. He was well prepared, he went through them. Brief little exchange. Knew the act of contrition perfectly. I gave him a penance, gave him absolution. And at the conclusion, I said to him, now take that list that you have your sins on and tear it up. God has forgotten all of that. Tear it up. There was a pause. He looked at me. He said, Father, does God have a waste paper basket? The blessing of God's unconditional love poured out always for each of us in the forgiveness of our sin. What greater healing? That sin, those sins, forgotten, torn up, shredded, thrown into the heavenly waste paper basket. And Mary it is who helps us on that path to repentance. It was Saint Pope John Paul who said, to Jesus through Mary. A man was growing impatient as St. Peter was questioning his readiness to pass through the heavenly gates. He was a good man, but Peter told him he would have to wait a little longer. He was waiting and looking around, and he noticed down the way there was a person climbing through a window. He said to Peter, what's that all about? Oh, Peter replied, I see that Mary is at it again. She's opened a window and is letting him in. Off he sprinted to Mother Mary. Just a little story, but tells us that Mary always has our back. Always we have her support, her intercession. And it is Mary who helps us grow in that holiness that God has chosen each of us to grow in our journey of faith. And so I encourage us to go to her daily, as I'm sure we do. When we recall someone who's sick or sad or lonely, someone who has been kind, someone I need to forgive, my spouse, my grandchild, my son or daughter, perhaps there at the store, someone who has tallied up my groceries. And I would also encourage the memorare for those folks. It takes but a minute, 60 seconds, a minute. Remember, most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, sought thy intercession, was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my mother. Hear my petition. Do not despise my prayer. And in thy mercy, hear and answer me. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
O Blessed Virgin Mary, we thank and praise you for your appearance to the child Bernadette in the grotto of Lourdes, where you declared to her and the world, I am the Immaculate Conception. By appearing in the grotto, you made it a privileged sanctuary where many have obtained miraculous cures for physical and spiritual infirmities. O loving Mother of us all, you know our wants, our troubles, and our sufferings. We come before you with complete confidence to implore your maternal intercession. Obtain for us, O sweet Mother, the granting of our request. For 3-year-old Evelyn, who has leukemia. For Carolyn, who has pancreatic cancer. For my grandson to be baptized. For Uncle Jeff, who went in for heart valve replacement surgery after battling leg infections for 2 years. Help him keep his life and heal his leg completely. For my son's healing from trauma, and in praise and thanksgiving for his gifts. For all blessings received at the Our Lady of Lourdes Novena. For my marriage and my extended family. Our Most Blessed Mother, I am praying for all intentions of those attending this novena. Dearest Blessed Mother, please help me to know what I am supposed to do about my marriage. If the answer is divorce, please bring me peace with it. For these and all the prayers which we bring to this novena, O Blessed Lady of Lourdes, Mother of Christ, you had influence with your divine Son while upon earth. You have that same influence now in heaven. Pray for us that we may obtain from your divine Son our special requests, but only if they be in accord with his holy will. We make this petition through the same Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Our Lady of Lourdes, Saint Bernadette. Tonight we have the distribution of the rosaries, and I'll ask them to come down here now for the blessing, and then we'll line up as you do for communion on that side and two in the center here. God, our Father, shower down your grace and protection upon these rosaries. Bless them and all who use them with devotion, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Let us pray. Lord our God, fill with the Spirit of Christ those who have sought the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, so that our actions may always be guided by that same Spirit, who shines upon your church and who sanctified the entire life of the Virgin Mother. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Could you please be seated for just 2 seconds? I'm still under 6 o'clock, so I got time. I just wanted to point out that the rosaries that we had tonight were, we have a rosary making group here at the cathedral, and they made 300 of them for us tonight. They get together Monday evenings and toil for Our Lady and for you. So I just thought it'd be appropriate to recognize them. So if you're in the rosary making group, would you please stand? Good. So thank you. Also, I want to thank Father Bob McNeese for being with us tonight and sharing that beautiful reflection on the Memorare. Father is one of our senior priests and a good friend of mine, and I'm reminded how valuable our senior priests are to us. We have Father Tracy here and Monsignor Pearson, as you know, and despite their own physical challenges, they do what they can in service of the Lord and the Church. And so I thought it would be appropriate tonight if you could take up your programs out in the back, if we could offer the Memorare for Father Bob and for all of our senior priests. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. And then finally, we've had already had some very beautiful music that has been a very appropriate tribute to Our Lady. That first night just knocked our socks off, but it occurred to me today at this Novena service that there's not a noise that is more pleasing to Our Lady's ears than the sound of children singing in her honor. And so just wanted to thank our children's choir. Please stand. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.